Hey guys, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast, podcast number 57. Today, I am your host, Spider Staryu, and joining me as co-hosts are Toadette. And Dark Boo. Super Saiyan MZ couldn't make it today because we already know what he's doing. And Timmy has bandwidth issues. So it's just us today.
I'm irrationally depressed by miniature donuts.
Okay, today we have a juicy podcast planned for you guys, as I say every week. Today's podcast is our own personalized video game ideas. You know, for series like Mario, Kirby, Pokemon, whatever, just our own ideas for video games. So I hope you guys will stay and listen to our awesome ideas, because I know even Toadette has a juicy Toad video game idea that she's going to share when we get into the main topic. But first off, let's get into what everyone has been doing this week. Dark Boo, do you want to start us off? If that's okay?
I don't have to do anything. There's nothing for me to say.
Okay.
I had this week off, so there's nothing I did except went to the high school. Nothing happened there except Friday when they want to act like damn hyenas and fighting and stuff. And I had to put somebody out of my way because he obviously didn't understand excuse me. And I don't say excuse me more than once. When I say excuse me the second time, you're going to get slapped. And then the third time, you might die. The fourth time, you're just going to hell. You're going to stay there. You're going to recant in hell. So basically, that's all what happens. And that was it.
Wow, that's the first time it's been less than a minute.
Exactly.
All right, next, the Leslie herself, Toadette.
Ooh, girl! Ah. All the things I've been doing this week. Oh, I worked out on Wednesday, and I had to do push-ups, weight lifts, crunches, a lot of stuff, and it went pretty well. Until, like, the whole rest of the week, my arms hurt so much, I find myself, like, wincing and grunting in pain every time I have to stretch my arms. My muscles hurt that much. Like, they're bulging, and they're tight, and they're big muscles. I worked out, but now they really hurt, and now I wish I never did it, because it really hurts, and, like, not even aspirin or warm showers can fix it. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Fire Emblem this week, but I seriously hurt. I'm in pain, guys. I need a doctor. I need medicine. Somebody just send over help. I'm going to die.
Oh my god. Boo, call an ambulance.
Call 911 to 911. I need the 911, I need the ambulance.
Alright, while we get Toda in an ambulance, what have I been doing this week? Well, I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl with Timmy and getting pissed. Yes. We're not getting pissed at that. I got confused. I'm getting pissed at the freaking mafia on MPL. Because a certain someone killed me. And we already know who it is. So we're going to clock the T and they're going to get caught. But I don't care. I got killed in Mafia on day freaking one. No, night one. Because of some freaking someone. And then I got revived on day three because Yoshi Man needed someone else to replace Peach and Yoshi. So I replaced him and I'm back as a shy guy. And I'm just like really happy that I got back because I got really pissed off. How I freaking lead the damn game on the first freaking day. Not even freaking day two or whatever. Just the first day I play, I get freaking kicked out. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I didn't even get a chance to play. All the games Slacker had, the games Toblet had, the games Yoshi Man had, I didn't get to join any of them. And when I finally join, someone wants to kick me off. So that's why I don't share any freaking bit of remorse when I get rid of this person in this game. Freaking first time I finally get to play and then, oh, I get kicked out. Whoops. Not cool. Anyway, what else have I been doing? I've been playing a lot of, Pokemon Black White 2. I just beat, Alisa, the electric gym leader. And now Toadette's really pissed off at me because she's like, finish the damn game already. And I'm like,
you're going so damn slow.
Well, I'm trying to find the right Pokemon. Oh, I involved my son Kern into a Sunflora.
Oh, yes.
My Sunflora is so fantastically juicy. I just want to eat it. Yeah, that sounded weird. Well, I've been playing Mario Kart 64 on the Wii. Because I recently just bought it. I'm being lazy as hell. I recently bought F-Zero on the Wii U. And oh my god, that game is so freaking much fun. I forget how much fun F-Zero was. It's so much fun. It's really fun. I'm glad I purchased it. It's so much fun. It's so much better with the Wii U controller. It's just really awesome. I recommend anyone who's anyone to get it. Because if you have a Wii U and it's only 30 cents right now. Like, right, Toadette? It's like 30 cents.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting it, but I don't even have a dollar on my eShop account.
Oh, if I had a card, I'd buy it for you, Leslie. Well, that's all I've been really doing this week. I think I've been doing MPI stuff, but that's something for another day. All right, let's move on. Now for our news and community, which we have like almost no news to share, but we do have something to clock the tea on. The daily, the Lost Levels videos. Don't we have something to say about Wednesday, guys? Don't we? Someone has not been uploading their, Wednesday videos because they've not been getting the work done. And who's been doing that?
Ezzy.
So, Wednesday's been a little screwed up because, he's just not been doing the work because he's busy. Busy. And it's really ostentatious and just ridiculous because, like, we're trying to get these videos done and, like, even I've been, like, sort of... Well, actually, no, don't compare me to that, no. Well, I've been just a little bit out of place because, you know, I've been a little bit busy lately. Like, I did the quickie update video at 11 o'clock at night. Yes, I'm not kidding, 11 o'clock at night, and I just uploaded it Friday. So I uploaded Double T Thursdays and Black Friday, so that everything's on time. It's just... SC's thing has not been on time, so we're currently thinking of something to either replace him, or he's currently thinking of something else he can do, because we're not going to constantly have this whole, nothing's going to go out on Wednesdays. I know you guys are looking forward to this stuff, and we're not going to keep having this, so SC's going to get it together. Or else Boo's going to have to rant, and you know, Boo is really good at ranting, and he'll rant at SC for at least a good 20 minutes. So
that should be the Black Friday.
Boo-boo will surprise you. Next is the Mario Wii U article that Patrick... Who's Patrick again? I'm Batman? On the
I think so.
And he posted an article about Mario Wii U World. I don't know what that is. Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded rude, didn't it? I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound rude, it's just I don't know what that is. But it's basically a full article about different games that he thinks should come out and be created and stuff, so... You guys should definitely check it out. It's really juicy and ostentatiously good. So, yeah. Alright, that's it for our news community. Yeah, I'm not joking when I say there's not a lot going on, because there isn't. Next is our main topic today, personalized video game ideas. Like I said, today's topic is basically our own video game ideas and, like, games that we think should... Well, basically our own ideas, not games that are already out, games are not have not been confirmed, or just our own ideas and what we think should be put together and made to a game for any series or whatever, because we think it'd be really fun or whatever. Okay, so today is what's today? I forgot what today is. February 23rd. So yes, we're gonna get into this. This is gonna be a little bit of a roundtable discussion because we want everyone to say all their ideas, because you know there's a lot of ideas and I know Twitter has a lot to say, so we're just gonna cover it like that. So, first off, what's the name of the game? So, we each have our ideas, but what's the name of the game itself? Dark Boo, what's the name of your game idea?
Oh, no.
you don't know? What were you doing this whole time?
I don't know.
What? Oh, no, I can't hear that. Toadette, what's your game idea?
Wait. I might as well say Mario Party. Let me say Mario Party 4 sound, just for that.
My platform style?
Okay.
Toya, how about you?
I'm not good at coming up with names, so my game never really actually has a name. I just always refer to it as the Toad game, but that's really just a boring name for it to have. I just call it Toad game, but It doesn't have a name yet. I can't think of one.
Oh. Well, at least you have your idea set. I'm just gonna
I have a lot of ideas for it.
So yeah, don't count us out yet. And my game idea is Mario Party Interactive. That's the sort of slight title. Like, I think that if I was actually made into a game, it'd be a different title, but that's just the name we're gonna stick to for now. The beta title. Alright, the second question. What's the game's story? Or does it have no story? Right, does the game you're presenting have a story, or does it have no story, or does it not have a story yet? Dark Boo.
Doesn't have a story yet.
Okay, Twitter, how about you?
Yeah, there is a story. It's supposed to take place during a time where Mario, Luigi, and Yoshi have set off to go rescue the princess from Bowser, kind of like Super Mario World. And Toad, he's just chilling back at Toad Town because he trusts that Mario, Luigi, and the gang can stop Bowser like they always do. So he's resting in his house with his girlfriend Toadette. One day he wakes up and he realizes that Toadette's gone missing. And he figures that she went outside for something, but as soon as he starts looking around, he notices that she's nowhere to be seen. So he feels like she's gone missing, and looks around to see it, and notice that she's been kidnapped. So she goes off to rescue her. But it starts off being like a normal Mario game, you know, rescue the girl, but then later Toad realizes he's been framed by somebody, and everyone thinks all these crimes happening in these new worlds are because of him, but when he's really innocent. And then Toad later finds out from an ominous force that after looking back at all the worlds, the first letters of their name spell Toadette, and Toadette's been doing all the crimes, and then, plot twist, Toadette's the villain. She purposely ran off to get Toad to follow her, and all this villainy and stuff is just her idea of a joke, and now she wants to kick Toad's butt because she wants to show him who's the dominant Toad.
Oh, so that's the story?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, that's juicy, okay. Well, as for me, the story to my game, it's still being processed, but the story itself, though, was basically going to be your basic story on how, like, Bowser does crap, so the people have to go and fix it. But one story idea I did have, I remember, for one of my games was that the weather itself was, like, controlling everything. So the weather would control people's moods, how people were, how their skin was, etc., etc. And Bowser wants to get the weather power to control the Mushroom Kingdom. So, like, Mario and the gang had to travel to different locations outside of the Mushroom Kingdom and, like, get all the weather stuff and then present it in the middle of the Mushroom Kingdom to prevent Bowser from getting it. And but then, plot twist, Bowser actually already picked up all the weather emblems from all locations. So, basically what happens is you have to fight Bowser on Bowser's underground board that's sort of like a hellish location. And you have to beat Bowser to save the weather and save the Mushroom Kingdom, because the weather is really powerful in this game. And if you do not save the weather, Bowser has full control. And you know what, Bowser is no good. So it's a lot of crap. That's basically just the basics of the story, because there's a lot of stuff that are in between that I can get into, but I really take too long because I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to get into. But yeah, that's the basic story itself. I've had many stories for MPI too. Like one was based off of like hospitality, MPIRX, and stuff. But we're just gonna stick to MPI itself with the weather. What?
Yeah, I'm so lost. Y'all said stories, and I'm acting like I don't have a story. I do have a story.
Your story to your game, MPFS. Yeah. Oh, so then tell us. Oh, let me finish my story, then you can go into yours. Other than that, the other story I had was, like, it was based around a hospital. Like, Bowser is trying to infect all the people and with some viruses. So, you have to go on heart spaces and stuff to save the world and, like, find a cure to Bowser's awful virus. It's sort of like the virus. Actually, no, it's funny because I got that idea from a game that Toadette was playing. And she, like, killed off the human race with her Toadette virus. So that's where I got the idea of, like...
Incorporated?
Yeah, I got it from that. So I just twisted it into Mario terms and MPI terms, and yeah. But yeah, that's a story to my... That's the many story options for my game. I think that I would have multiple story options if I made a game, and I'm still making a new story as of right now, so... Those are just some options, and, you know... Boo, you have a story idea now?
Yes, I did have one, and I wasn't thinking. What happened was, I'm sorry. I woke up to the podcast this time, so I may be a little bit off. My story to MPFS is basically, what is it basically? Oh snap! Basically, I'm not supposed to say Mario. I might as well say Mario in the game. But basically, they scour all through the world because Bowser not even going to be the real enemy though. But we're gonna say Bowser. Bowser has unfortunately changed the whole world, three-dimensional, four-dimensional. He just broke it all apart, and now they need the help from all the god and goddesses, basically. And there's supposed to be six. Let me see if I can name them by head. Aguamenti, Di Primo, I can't even pronounce it. Incantato, Fidelius, Incendio, and there's one more. Wind, fire, ocean, water, light. Gotta be light. Lumos. Okay, they got. It's three goddesses and three gods. Basically, they need their power in order to warp. Literally warp to the four-dimensional battleground where Bowser lives. In four-dimensional. 4D. I don't know why he lives in 4D. But that's where he lives. And they gotta warp there and destroy Bowser. Once and for all. So he won't be back. He'll be trapped. In the altering 3D and 4D. Basically, that's the story is. And they got to scour all over the world. Basically, in dungeons. I'm not going to say dungeons. Basically, in the lightest part of the night. In a forest. In a volcano. Basically, Fire Island. What's the light thing? The light is in the heavens. And then the water is in the lake. Shadow is deep within the earth. Deep within the earth where no soul has passed. Where souls pass, deep within the earth. And spirit is basically a desert. It sounds like Ocarina of Time, and that's what it's based off of. But when I did the elements, I did them via PowerPoint. I didn't take any image. I did it via PowerPoint. I decide my best to manipulate them, but that's the story.
Alright, now that's the story, huh? Alright, the next question is, now this is a big one. What's the game...
I don't think I'm ready for it. I'm not ready for the big one.
Your body has to be ready, Toadette.
I'm not Reggie Fils and me. I'm not ready.
You have to be. What's the gameplay like? Now, this is a big one because gameplay is the whole thing. Other than story is, of course, the biggest one. But gameplay is also very important because what's going to make someone want to play this game? Now, I know for my game, MPI, it's sort of form-based, but obviously, I'm going to be making it game-based. So, first, we're going to go start with you, Dark Boo, with MPFS.
Oh, my God. My gameplay has changed. So, basically, it was one thing and now the other. Now we got elements. Oh, let me try to break it down. Gameplay is just like any Mario Party. You roll freaking die, and whatever number you roll, you go. Yeah. But then we have the cards. I changed the cards drastically. It's definitely not like the old MPFS. You don't put any cards on the board due to how many damn faces on there. Or like freaking 20 different faces. But that's not the story. The cards you use, they like Mario Party 8. I'm not going to lie, they like Mario Party 8. But it's split into six different sections. No, that's a lie. It has to be six. Use it yourself.
Was that your phone?
That wasn't my phone.
That wasn't my phone.
Continue with your story.
So basically, with the car, That hill one more time. Basically, with the cars, you use them on yourself, and they had different effects. Basically, one had the effect where it immediately attacks, and one is where you're moving it attacks. It's like 948, and then you got the rare cards. No, they got special cards, and they got rare cards. I'm like, I'm never gonna do that again, but yeah. And they got elements that do different powers based on the number of power stars you have. That's why I said, it got different gameplay. Your element, you choose the element at the beginning of the game, and basically you can use that element to your fullest extent. And if you land on an elemental, you can't change that element unless you have an elemental card or land on an element space, so you can change it. But element space got different effect too. Basically, if you land on that space, you have the choice to full recharge of your power stars or to change your element. I hope I said that on a, site. I probably didn't. But that's the effect. For the elements, they just give you different things. It just gives you different things to do. It's basically not use a card, and if you don't have a card, you don't use anything, please. No. You need some coins right up there, you can use your element. If you don't have a card, you can use the element. If you need to walk somewhere, you can use your element. If you want to stop people from moving, you use your element. But that's what basically the elements are for, to do things that a card can do. And to do things that you can do it when you want to. You don't need a card to do it. Well, at times you need enough power stars. But people be a little greedy and do a level 3 attack, and then after have no more power stars and can't use an attack. And mind you, you recharge by one, not all. You recharge by one, so if you don't use the element, you get a power star that turn. And that's what it basically is. Still the same thing, get as many stars as you can. You need as many stars to prove yourself worthy.
Many stars?
Huh?
You said mini stars?
No, stars. Just regular stars.
Oh, regular. What about
you
coins?
You need to prove yourself to the gods. Because, mind you, you on God's territory. They made them territory, and you walking all up in it, so you're trespassing. And mind you, I had it at first with the Primo. He'd be pissed off at you. And there would always be some type of event. And I'm still doing the 5-turn event. I'm still going to do the 5-turn event where a board map event happens. I still have yet to make the list for them because I am lazy as hell. So basically, that's how the game goes.
Okay, now we're going to hear about Tourette. What's your gameplay idea for your game?
Well, it's supposed to play like an open world Mario game like Sunshine, Galaxy, 64. You know, where you have Toad walking across various land paths, but I was thinking with the new generation of consoles, it would have to have some sort of dual screen feature, like with, like, you know, the Wii U or the 3DS. I was thinking Wii U, so the bottom screen would be used for, like, perhaps, like, Toad's inventory, or sometimes he would have to do a special event where maybe the player has to hold up, like, maybe, like, the player has to hold up the Wii U gamepad to the TV screen and kind of work like a telescope or, like, a something that can allow Toad to see closer or aim better. Because I was thinking that perhaps Toad could have, like, a small arsenal of, like, weapons on his hand. Like, maybe power-ups and all. Or perhaps even if Nintendo's willing, maybe even give him, like, a katana of sorts. Or, like, I don't know. No guns, obviously. It would never make a Mario character use a gun. But, like, in classic weapons like swords or bow and arrows and all. And, like, he would have to use these weapons as well as, like, puzzle-solving skills and, you know, maybe, like, retro-styled levels where it's, like, a platformer. And it's just kind of like a little bit of fan service, but overall, like, kind of like a refreshing new Mario game where, you know, it's not about Mario. It's about, you know, somebody that nobody would ever expect actually has a life. Toad.
Oh, you mean like a multitude of things, like a multitude of gameplay ideas that like different levels will have different like styles of the like, gameplay.
Yeah, because there are like different like a normal Mario game. There are different worlds, so each world would have like would involve Toad having to do something different. Like you know, there's a ghost world where you know, probably you know ghost enemies would form illusions, and Toad would have to like look through things and all use puzzle solving skills. There's underwater levels, so maybe, like, Toad would have to find air bubbles and all, because he can't breathe underwater for long. And, you know, there's, like, a poison swampland level, and Toad would have to be able to use, like, vine swinging skills to avoid getting, you know, falling into the poison water.
I like that. I like those ideas. Do you have any more? Or are you done?
Yeah. There is like a lot of ideas I have. Like the bosses, for example. Like there are like 9 different worlds. So the first one, well, I guess okay. This first one really isn't a world. There's like kind of like a practice level and all, where it's like Toad Town. You have Toad's house. You know, you can walk around Toad's house. You know, he can interact with things, like, you know, make himself breakfast. You know, play around with like bathroom stuff and all. You know, just kind of like, you know, get used to controls. And then the actual worlds. You know, first one is called Treacherous Trail. It's a forest type level. You know, like the basic Mario Grassland level. Except it's in a forest, so the most of the enemies are like tree-based or forest-based, and Toad would have to defeat them by using fire or chopping them down. And the boss of that world is a big mutant tree creature called Tree Freak, and its weak point is a open hollow on its back that has a weak point, but it doesn't always show that. It's not like other Mario bosses where you have to jump on it 3 times. You know, Toad actually has to, like, look around for that weak point and hit it himself. The second world is the Poison Swampland area. It's called Ominous Orchard, however you pronounce it. It's almost like the last world, except it's more, like poison-based and, like, vine-based. Like, the obstacles there would be, like, poison water and piranha plants, spiky, thorny vines, and the boss there is a big, like, female piranha plant, like, a pretty female piranha plant in a pot, and her name is Piranha Posey, and Toad would have to, like, Toad's kind of in, like, a wrestling contest with her. You know, there's, like, a big field, and it's surrounded by poison water, and Piranha Posey destroys any bridges, so Toad can't escape, so he has to, like, push her pot so she falls into the poison water, or she'll push him into the poison water and he'll die, because the poison water kills you in one hit, so it's kind of like, you know, battle of strength. The third world is called, Anarchy Alleyway. It's like a gangster type area. It's like a street, an alleyway, like a deserted, crime filled street. And, you know, Toad's kind of walking there, and he has to avoid street gangs of Koopas and Goombas, and he has to, like, hide in trash cans and go through old buildings, climb through the city roofs and rooftops. And the boss there is a mafia boss Goomba named Goombob, and of course since Goombas don't have arms, he decides to fight Toad in a giant mech suit which has like classic mafia gangster style weapons like a Tommy gun and an AK-47. You know, he shoots at Toad, and Toad has to deactivate the robot and then squash the Goomba inside. The fourth world is the underwater world called Deadly Depths. It's an ocean world. It's kind of like a deep, dark ocean world, and, you know, Toad's at, like, the bottom of the sea, and he has to constantly find air bubbles, or else he will drown, because he can't, you know, toads don't have gills, they can't breathe underwater. The enemies there are, like, classic, they're, like, mutated, because of all the bad stuff that's been happening. Toxic waste from Anarchy Alleyway spilled into Deadly Depths. So now they're like mutant cheat sheets and mutant bloopers and, like, you know, deformed, mutated Mario underwater creatures, and as well as obstacles like underwater sea mines and, like, fishing nets and, you know, fish traps that Toad can get caught in. And the boss there is an old boss from Wario's Woods, Aqualea. She's a mermaid. Who claims to be Toad's ex-girlfriend that's angry at him for leaving her for such a fat, stupid dolt like Toadette. So Toad has to be kind of like, oh, hey, I'm over you, hey, stop it. And, you know, he has to fight his angry mermaid ex-girlfriend, you know, kind of for, like, the humor there. And, you know, she uses a trident, so she, like, shoots lightning at him. he'd have to, like, deflect her blasts and all. World 5 is, Erie Estate. It's a deserted casino haunted by ghosts and booze. And recently, Toadette's mother has come into the casino since she loves to gamble, but she's awakened all the ghosts and made them all feisty and angry, and now Toad has to walk in and avoid all the angry ghosts and all their illusions, and yeah, he fights Toadette's mother, Heather, who is a dangerous gambler. She like the it's not really luck based sort mostly, but like it's like he has to fight her in this big casino like area, and once she's down to half health she retreats, and then a giant like robot Heather arises that's like styled like those casino. You ever been to a casino and see those little cowboy dudes with like the wind up cowboy dudes that like pop the little fake guns?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a Heather robot style like that, and she has a big, like, jackpot wheel on her chest that decides Toad's fate. Like, he can either take damage, she'll send out obstacles for him to dodge, or she'll accidentally hurt herself, leaving Toad open, climb up the robot, and attack Heather. And once he's defeated her, Heather will, quickly act fast and trap Toad inside a evil jack-in-the-box type item called Jack-in-the-Pandora's box. Sent Toad to the sixth world, Toy Box of Terror, and it's a, like, weird, screwed-up, distorted dimension, kind of like the Distortion World in Pokemon Platinum. You have Toad walking on ceilings and zero gravity, and, like, the enemies there are, like, old, like, forgotten toys that have been possessed and come to life, you know, so, like, evil teddy bears, jack-in-the-boxes, falling, alphabet blocks, barrel monkeys, and the boss there is an evil teddy bear called, I think his name was Mr. Cuddles. He was like Toadette's old teddy bear that she doesn't use anymore because she's an adult now. And, you know, the teddy bear thinks that Toad is Toadette and wants to attack him for, deserting him for a long time. And so he has to fight this teddy bear and find a way to rip it open, get all its stuffing out so it falls apart. And then finally, once he's defeated that boss, he escapes, and then Heather retreats, only Toad finds out that she's called her husband to deal with him, Toadette's father. So a large airship flies over the area. It's not like a normal airship like in Mario games, like Bowser's airships. This is like a military airship. It looks like a battleship that you see in water, but it's like got large jets and wings, and it's just flying over the air, which opens up the seventh world called Toadarius's Tempest. So Toad, with the help of the ghosts who now befriended him for helping them run out Heather, they float him up to the sky. So the first half of the world is like a cloud world, kind of like the standard World 7 of games. And he's, you know, walking through clouds, and, you know, there's, like, bird enemies and, like, cloud enemies, Lakitus and all. And then the second half of the world is, like, all military styled. So, like, the enemies are, like, soldiers and lieutenants and captains. And, you know, sometimes they're riding in tanks. They'll shoot weapons at Toad. It's, like, kind of like a machine-styled world. And then finally, he gets to the big boss, Lord Toadarius, Toadette's father, who's the general of the Mushroom Kingdom army, and he's mad at him for being such a coward. So he fights Toad by pulling a sword out and dueling with him. This one's like a standard fight where you're in this big arena, it's not really an arena, it's just a place in the airship, and, you know, you're fighting him. Sometimes he'll, like, pull out, like a gun or a grenade launcher, you know, standard military items, and, you know, attack Toad. And once Toad's defeated him, he will insist on trying to fight Toad again, which leads to a cutscene of Toad running away from him. Eventually, they get to the outside of the airship where Toad climbs on a old rope hanging from there, and Toadarius follows him with his sword, trying to slash Toad off the airship, making him fall to his doom. But Toad has to, the player has to make Toad swing away from Toadarius' attacks. Eventually, Toadarius will electrocute himself by accidentally flinging into an electrical box, and he will let go of the rope and fall to his own death, or maybe not death. You know, characters never really die in Mario. So eventually, since nobody's controlling the ship, Toad realizes, "Oh crap! There's no one flying the ship. Now it's going to fall." And so, but luckily, Toad finds a way to pilot the ship to safety. So it still crashes, but nobody gets seriously injured. They just the army people retreat, and Toad climbs out to find another area, the Ape World, which is called Evil Embassy. It's like kind of like a kingdom-like area, almost like a warped, distorted version of the Mushroom Kingdom. And it's like dark and scary, and you know, all deserted. Nobody lives there anymore. And Toad walks through there to find the Grim Reaper himself waiting for him. Although he tries to state that he's not trying to kill Toad, but Toad is scared and reacts quickly. And then the Reaper tries to state that it's not Toad's fault that all this thing's been happening, it's Toadette's, but then Toad gets angry, saying, "Oh, hey, my girlfriend would never do stuff like that." So they fight, and if he does defeat the Reaper quickly tries to show Toad, like, footage of what Toadette's been doing, and then Toad realizes it's been Toadette's fault this whole time, so he's mad at her, and the Reaper says that only he can stop her, so he flings Toad into the final world, which is like an evil version of Toadette's music room. So it's like music-related enemies and like traps, the return of the evil piano from Super Mario 64, and the final boss is the Pink Meanie herself. And she first tries to fight Toad by playing a song that, like, sends in evil music notes to attack, and he has to fight them in rhythm, so it's, like, kind of like a rhythm-based battle. The second form, Toadette opens up a dark portal and tries to escape using a newfound dark power she got from a core that she stole from Evil Embassy. Toad follows her in, and they fall through, like, this dark dimension. So it's kind of like an aerial battle. Like, they're both falling, and, you know, Toadette's trying to shoot magic rays at him, and he has to attack her. Then finally, final battle, they fall to the ground, and Toadette, using her new core power, their, like, version of herself called Chaos Toadette, and Toad uses the power he's gotten from all the people he's helped to, he doesn't really change anything, but he gets, like, the power of friendship and all that corny stuff. And final battle involves three forms of Toadette: Flying Chaos Toadette, where she's flying and sends down fireballs; Tentacle Chaos Toadette, where she swims around in deep darkness and Toad has to find her; and finally, Spider Chaos Toadette, where she's really large, has a lot of instantly kill you attacks, and tries her best just to crush Toad. And finally, when you defeat her, there's one last Toadette boss where it's just normal Toadette. She has no attacks, only has 1 HP, really weak. She just runs away from you, and, you know, the player gets to have a little bit of freedom by being able to kick Toadette away, just, you know, make her fall through the deep dark portal and fall and fade away and destroy the dimension herself, since she's the one that created it. And then all of peace returns, and Toadette wake up in the destroyed version of the evil music room, and Toad notices that, you know, Toadette's just kind of passed out there. He walks away, but he takes her home, and that's pretty much it.
So what happens to Toadette? She's just passed out and gone?
Toad takes her home, and takes care of her, like, nurses her back to health, and as soon as Toad wakes, he kicks her out.
Damn.
Like, funny ending, you know, like, Toad, you saved me! Yes, I did! Now get out!
Yes, I like that.
Kind of like, yeah, she's kicked out of the house, and, you know, she just kind of, like, huffs and dusts herself off and walks away.
Yeah, I like that. That's actually really extensive. Good job. I would mm-hmm. Who would, okay, guys, who would buy that game if it was created? I would. But would you buy it?
It depends if I have the system. Game system.
I'd buy it. That's a great show. That's great, Toadette.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it. It's really juicy. The story is really extensive, and there's lots of bosses and stuff. So I think it'd be a really interesting game if they did make it, and you were, like, supervisor, like, you know, in it, creating what is in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, and this cup of noodles is so hot. I can't believe I'm hungry after this Popeyes. Anyway. My gameplay idea is for MPI. It basically, let me get into this, because there's a lot. Not as much as Toadette, though, because Toadette really planned this whole thing out. But there is some stuff. Basically, MPI is just like Mario Party, sort of, but not exactly. Like, it takes the same same formula, and just, like, with, stars and coins. You have to get the most stars to win, coins, you know, you have to get as much coins to pay for stuff, and there's lots of different spaces, new spaces that I invented, and, yeah, that's, you basically have to get the most stars. There's plenty of spaces, there's mini-games, there's gonna be, there's a new way to visit passing events now, like, instead of having to pass a passing event on the board, like, oh, I can't visit the shop until, I can't visit the shop until I pass a shop on the board, so this really sucks. Instead of that happening, you can visit the shop, you can buy a lottery ticket anytime you want. So I know some people are really happy about this, especially Boo with the lottery tickets, because I know Boo, like, goes crazy on those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can visit, that's one of the big changes. You can visit the lottery, you can buy stuff from passing events anytime you want. However, for the item shop, there's not always what you want available. Like, some things are just, you know, there's a list, you know, right? But for some items that you want to purchase that are not available at the moment, you can still buy it, but it will be, like, more expensive, and it'll come, like, in, like, two turns. So, things are not out of, there's more skill and more strategy better than just being luck on, like, what's available. And for the boards, there's 9 boards in the game. Let me see. I have the names all on my iPod right now. Let me see. Okay. The first board is called Sunny Seafront. It's basically a vacation/spa board that is, like, really beautiful. It takes place on a beach. You have to go, it's basically takes place on a beach. Next is Galaxy Horizon. It takes place in space. You're on a spaceship in above, you're up very high in space, and you have to save this rocket from crashing. Next is Spooky Dusk. It takes place in a mystical, scary ghost house. And it takes place, like, sort of, like, inside the house and sort of outside the house, too. Like, sort of like on the King Boo board on Mario Party 8. Like, you know how, like, it's outside, but then there's, like, inside stuff as well? Next is Aroma Resort, which is basically Sunny Seafront's competition in the spa industry. They're trying to get themselves established and beat them, so they're trying to... Basically, on this board, you have to plant more sunflower seeds and seeds and make it grow more and more beautiful so that the board will be more beautiful. People will go to it rather than the Sunny Seafront. Next is Quanderful. Quanderful is basically a library. It takes place in a library. You have to save the library from being extinct, because it's actually the last library in the world, and you have to allow it to expand, and if you don't, then there's no more libraries. Okay, next is Electrics Plant. Tricks, as in, like, gags and stuff, and then plant. This is basically, a power plant that's been abandoned. No one uses it anymore, so basically you have to revive it, because the power in the town is sort of getting out of whack. So, you have to with the power of the stars, get it back to what it was. Next is Toy Plaza. Toy Plaza is basically, it's basically sort of like, Wario Land 4, you know, the Toy Plaza, like, with different toys and enemies and stuff. It's basically a world that got infected with bad toys. Toys that come alive and are evil. They're sort of trying to, like, take over and, like, rule people, command people, trap other good toys. So you have to save it and, destroy all the evil toys. Next is Skeeters. Oh, Skeeters is basically the alternative of Hooters from the previous MPI games. Skeeters takes place from this guy named Vinny. He basically made it in competition of Hooters originally, but then it grew into its own brand of food and girls and, you know. So he's trying to basically get it more established, and you gotta help it get established and help Vinny grow more and more and get mature, because he's sort of, you know, have that little young guy attitude with this whole, like, going crazy over girls and stuff. So we gotta help mature him and then help mature the board, and yeah. There's only one more board left, and that's Sunflower Fields. This is sort of an extra board. Like, it takes place in a sunflower garden, and it's gonna get destroyed by Bowser. Because Bowser does not want to see any... It's not really just small garden, because I know some people are thinking, oh, what, is it just a little small garden? No, it's this big garden. It's really huge. It's this whole big circle and stuff, and you have to save it from Bowser, because if he destroys it, all the sunflower seeds, all the sunflower spaces will be demolished, and there will be no more good air and stuff. And yeah, those are some little cheesy stories I made. It's not as good as Toadette's, of course, but, you know, they're little cheesy stories I made, and I think that's what any board of a Mario Party game should have, like, a little story of its own. Like, obviously, those are little small explanations. They're obviously bigger and better, but, you know, that's how the boards are. And basically, yeah, it's just like what Mario Party is. You have to get the most stars with getting coins, playing mini games, and it's going to be a lot of fun, especially when I get to post it on MPL. But if it's its own game itself, like on the Wii U or 3DS or whatever, I think I could do a lot more and expand on a lot of things. Include a lot of characters, bring back Toadette and Boo and Dry Bones and whatnot. But yeah, that's my idea, and I hope you guys like it. Do you like it?
I do.
It's alright.
Well, thank you, Boo. I know what you really meant.
What?
It sucked.
Oh.
Moving on. Modes, extras? Does your game have any modes or, like, extras other than what the obvious gameplay itself is? Dark Boo?
Elements?
I've done it before.
No, I don't have any mode. I'm like Yoshi Man.
Well, we're also talking about if this was actually a game itself, so we're not just talking about form. It's form games.
If it was a game, it will have 8-player, and it will have duel. It will have basically a story mode. Story mode will be different, because it'll be exclusive thing that you only find story mode.
Yeah, because when you're thinking about making a game, you could do more, like, you add cutscenes and stuff, so, like, we're thinking of, like, what we're presenting to everyone is our form stuff, so that's why it's not as extensive. But if we had, like, a game itself, please, there'll be a ton of stuff we can do.
Uh-huh.
Especially platforming minigames, which I always wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Toadette, how about modes and extras for you? If I made a game... the MPI game, there would be tons of modes. Obviously, there would be a ton of ways to play the game. So let me get into this. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Obviously, the first main... We're talking about party mode. So, in party mode, there's tons of ways to play. You can play 4-player. You can do 2v2, which is, what is that? I forgot what they called that in the games. Duel? Or tag? No, tag battle. It's called tag battle, I think. We said that thing. I think that's what it's called in Yeah, no, Boo said it. Boo said it right. Tag teams. That's 2v2. There'd be 8-player, which would be 2 people in, like, groups all versing together. It'd be a little different than Mario Party 7 though, because it'd be much more extensive. Because I've done an 8-player game before, and it was different than what Mario Party 7's was. None of this whole, oh, let's hold the same controller together. Oh, let's hold the controller together. No, none of that crap. It would be different. There'd be, dual mode, which is one versus one, and be like Mario Party 3 with, partners and stuff. Of course, the boards would have to be heavily edited, but, you know, that I don't think that'd be that hard to do. It depends on when this game is getting released. Other than that, there's, of course, there's a mini game mode. There'd be an option mode where you can take off, capsules, take off spaces, and add stuff, add stocking stuffers, whatever. Because I want this game to be really extensive, and I want it to be used in tournament play. So, obviously, I would want it to be like where you can take things off, put things in, use tourney rules, whatever, etc., etc. And this is my idea, no one steal it. I'm just saying. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than the basics, there'd be a story mode, obviously, which would be different than party mode. There'd be a mode where you can verse bosses and stuff, because I know each board was supposed to have a boss. And yeah, that's pretty much all I can think of right now, because we're still in the really early stages. I'm not even done with the game itself, so yeah, that's what I could do. Next question is, what's the rating? Each game has a rating, rated, I forgot the ratings, rated E, rated E10, rated, teen, rated mature, rated adult, rated K to A, kids to adult, whatever. So, what is your rating for your game, Dark Boo?
People with attitude, because Daisy will
cut. You'd make Daisy really ghetto, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
That's really juicy. Okay, how about you, Tourette?
It was going to be probably rated E10 or T because it has references to religion, violence, their characters that smoke, references to gambling, scary stuff.
Okay. Alright, as for my game, it would be rated, I guess E10. Because obviously I wouldn't want it to be like, well, maybe E. I don't know. It depends. If I made the characters talk, I don't want them to be like, oh, good job, you win, woohoo! Please, no one's like that when they play Mario Party. Whoever plays Mario Party, you see them act so freaking nice to each other. I don't see that at all. People get crazy as hell, and the characters will get crazy as hell too. They'll be like, oh, you win, congratulations. Please, they'd be like, I'll get you next time, and say other rude stuff like, damn hell. And a bunch of other stuff, please. But yeah, other than that, I don't see why otherwise it would be rated higher, because I wouldn't want like obviously religious references, smoking and stuff like that is not really keen to Nintendo, so I'll keep that stuff out. But yeah. All right, next question. Is it part of a series or spinoff, like how Mario has Mario Kart Mario Party? Dark Boo? We already know the answer to this. Dark Boo?
Repeat the question.
Is it part of a series or spinoff, like how Mario has Mario Kart Mario Party?
Oh my god. Not really.
Ooh, you need to speak up, you're speaking too low.
Not really.
Okay. Toadette?
Oh, no, it's like a totally new game, you know, starring Toad, but I really hope it doesn't get any sequels, because most of the, I feel like it should just be a standalone game, you know, just one Toad game.
Oh, well, as for me, yes, it would be sort of like part of the Mario Party series, sort of. I don't know how much I would be able to spin it off of Mario Party when it actually has the same style and everything, so... Yeah, it'd be like a little bit of a spin-off. A spin-off of a spin-off, sort of. Alright, final question. On a serious note, do you personally think Nintendo will consider your idea? Now think of this harder. Dark Boo.
No. No. No, they won't. Because... No, they won't. Let's put it like that, no.
What if they did, though?
I won't get myself copyrighted prior to that.
Okay. Toadette, how about you?
No.
You don't think so?
Because it's too creepy or gory for a Mario game. My friend says it'd fit a lot better for a Legend of Zelda game, but I said, no, I want it to be a Mario game, because it's about Toad.
Ah, I see. Do I personally think they would consider it? I don't know. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. Because Mario Party 9, I'm not sure how well that game did. Because I know that if they were thinking of, like, reviving or revamping the series, I think they would consider any ideas they can get. However, of course, it would have to be, like, there would have to be a case and everything, so it wouldn't just be, like, the small little thing. So I'd have to really be prepared, but do I think that they maybe consider it one day? I think it's possible. Who knows what the future holds? Maybe in a different form. Maybe not Mario. Maybe it'd be, like, a completely new series in itself with different characters and everything. I can't tell what the future holds, but it's possible. Alright guys, thank you for watching. That was our main, that was our video game ideas. I hope that some of it didn't get cut off, because I know that there was a little bit of a little connection problem over there. But we have the juice to do real quick, and then the potent questions, and then we're going to be heading out. Alright, the juice today is going to be about people who are arrogantly annoying. Now, let me get into this, because I'm the one who posted this thing. Basically, can't you guys just not stand when people have the biggest egos in the world and are so freaking arrogant? Like, I was watching a show called Shark Tank the other day, and, like, they are so freaking arrogantly rude. I'm like, oh my god, I just wanted to punch them. They are so ridiculous on how they act and stuff. They have a little ego, their little high-class attitudes, little perkiness, like, oh, I don't like your idea, sorry, bye-bye. And, like, they just have such an attitude, and it pisses me off. Does that piss you guys off? Like, when people have, like, this high, arrogant, high-class attitude?
Don't get slapped off your pedestal. I tell people, don't get slapped off your pedestal. You're not on a pedestal. You're not at an altar, neither. Don't get slapped. Who do you think you are? Money don't make you. Your attitude makes you, but your money don't make you. Your money makes you look like other crap, if you ask me. Don't get crazy. Don't get stupid, because you'll get punched off wherever you're sitting on. You're probably sitting on a high horse, first of all. So don't get crazy. You're not a pedestal. It's called a high horse. Just because it's painted gold does not mean it's a pedestal. But yes, it gets me mad, because I find it rude. If you can't act in such a way that others will think you're not a complete ignorant bastard, then obviously you need to change.
Okay, Toadette, what do you think?
I don't like people like that. They're pretty, they piss me off. You know, they're like, oh, you're so high and full of yourself. You just go shut up.
I just can't stand it, because people in this world need to know that there's other people who are beneath them. However, they can't be people. I know there are also some people on the reverse side who are not as high class, but then they have such a, like, little ignorant view on everyone who has success. Don't be mad just because someone has success now. All right, they work to what they. Some people do work to get where they are. Some people don't. Like, we know who exactly did not work to get where they are. There's some celebrities and stuff. They don't work hard to get where they are. They just know people.
Kim Kardashian.
Exactly, Kim Kardashian. That's one. She doesn't do anything. What does she do? What does she do? What?
Can I say it?
Yes, you can.
Had sex with all them black men.
Well, it's true. She doesn't do anything, and look at her. Oh, I can't stand when guys say I don't do anything, because I do so much, and you know, it just really hurts my feelings, because I'm still a human being too. Shut up! Don't say that. What exactly do you do? I can't.
Look at the fans for shaking that ass around town.
Exactly. You didn't do anything to get where you are. You just know people, and either that, or your mom got you where you are, or you just have, like, a little sex tape. So now, oh yeah, you're famous now, huh?
Hey, you know what? Maybe if Toadette released a sex tape, she'd be back in Mario games because of how popular she'd be.
Maybe. It's ridiculous. She doesn't do anything. She has her own freaking show. She doesn't do anything. It's so freaking fake, that show. Oh. I don't know. I have to get rid of my cat because I'm all of a sudden I'm allergic.
We have to get rid of the cat?
Yeah. Oh, let me go to the doctor.
Oh, you're allergic to your cat. You have to get rid of it.
Oh, I just don't know what to do. Kanye got me this. I'm like, oh my god, are you freaking kidding me? This show is so freaking planned out and fake. Ooh, it's so freaking. Oh, it pisses me off. But that's just one of the examples of high class attitudes and nonsense. But it's ridiculous, and Everyone wants to be famous, of course. It's just, I just can't stand people get famous because of that. I don't mind when they work hard to get where they are, but still, I don't like that. I don't appreciate that little smart aleck attitude. But still, yeah, you know.
All right. Okay.
Now that was the juice. Now let's move on to our potent questions. We have 5 questions this week, so let's get to it. First question. Do you believe crying is a sign of weakness? Do you think it's wrong to cry? Do you think you're weak when you cry? Do you think you're an immature little kid when you cry? Or do you think it's fine to just let it all out? And I don't mean in the VIPSC way. I mean, like, just by crying tears. What do you guys think? Dark Blue.
When you're crying for a reason that can be settled without crying, yes, you're totally a wimp. Otherwise, no. If you're crying is due to several reasons. At times it's just my damn eye written a day to die. Hey. So it depends.
I think crying is fine. And this is coming from someone who's a total crybaby.
Oh.
I'm so sensitive that if I fall over and like scrape my arm, I start tearing up because of the pain.
You do start tearing up. What I do, I start cussing.
Me too.
Yeah, I hurt myself. I start tearing up. Even the slightest amount of pain starts to make me cry, even when I don't want to cry.
I start cussing. I'd be like, oh my. I just cuss a storm.
As for me, I think it's fine to cry in certain circumstances. Like, I feel like if you gotta cry, I'm not sure. It depends what type of crying you mean, though. If you mean like the hurt crying, that's something I think that just you should, when your own privacy in your own home, that's fine. But I just think that some people, when they do it outside, they just make a scene, and it's like, I think it's a little bit try to keep it in until you like get to your house. I feel like some people just, they really screw things up. I know some people like do it at parties and stuff, and they make it all about them because, oh, I'm hurt by this and that. I can't have it. It's like, it's a little bit ridiculous. It's like, come on. I think crying is fine itself, though. But like, it's sort of like Dark Blue said, though. Like, you're not gonna. I don't think you're a wimp, though, for crying, though. Like, some people are a little bit of. What's the word? I'm trying to say this without being completely offensive. Soft, I guess. Soft. But yeah. It's like they're not a wimp for crying. So there are some circumstances where that would be like, okay, yes, you are. Like someone just getting slapped. Like, oh, how dare you slap me? And then start crying. Like, oh, God, are you kidding? It's ridiculous. But, so, you know, some people are just more emotional than others. And especially girls. They're really, you know, delicate. All right, the next question is, what has life taught you recently? Dark Boo. What has life taught you recently?
Oh, life taught me that I can't stand head, shoulders, knees, and toes. And I get mad easily by looking at people. I really do. I look at somebody can get mad. Some heads, shoulders, knees, and toes I can't look at because it gets me mad. And around a crowd, I get pissed off more. I don't like that many people. I don't like heads smelling like shit, horseradish, and all that stuff. Basically, I got an arrogant attitude at times. Yes, basically, I have an arrogant attitude at times.
Toadette, how about you?
Never overwork yourself in gym class, or else you will hurt.
Okay. Alright, as for me, what have I learned, recently, it's to not help people who don't want to be helped. I met my mom at the grocery store, so helping her with the groceries because she had a lot. So I helped her out. We were going back to our house, going back through the basement, and like this girl, she was struggling with a bunch of bags. My mom was like, "Oh, here, I'll get the door for you." And she's like, "Oh, I can do it." She's like, "No, I'll really help you," because she was literally dropping all the damn bags, and she was dropping the damn bag. She couldn't get through. It took like freaking 1 minute. It's like, okay, I'll get it for you. She got it for her, and she's like, oh, you need to move back a little. She's like, oh, hold on, I got my bags. I'm like, what a freaking little attitude you have. What's with that stupid freaking attitude? Someone's trying to help you out, and you're being like, oh, excuse me, I have my bag. Hold on one damn second. There's no need for that type of freaking attitude. Okay, I understand when someone doesn't want to help, you don't help them, but. When someone's clearly struggling and you still are just acting like a freaking fool, you need to be taught something. Cause I just no, it just taught me to just not help people who don't want to be helped. Just let them little suffer on their own. Cause they obviously just want to be little stubborn, pig-headed fools, and you can't do anything. I can't do anything about it. So
it taught me one more thing as well.
What?
People don't respond to kindness. They need to get cussed out in order for them to be responded to. Cussed out to the core. They need to get cussed out. Literally, you have to cuss them out in order for them to respond. You can't be all sympathetic and kind. You gotta let them have it in order for it to actually hit the cerebellum and hit the medulla right in the split. Hit the left temple of their skull. You have to cuss them out in order for them to respond. Why can you not respond to nicely? When somebody speaks to you nicely, why can you respond like a human being? You wanna get all rude and stuff. Don't try it. You think you can get ruder. I can get rudest. Don't try it. Goodness, it gotta be all rude. I'd be like, excuse me, they don't wanna move. Then you gotta be like, excuse me, damn it! And then they actually move. Why do I have to get all ghetto and rude just for you to move? You can't move from the first, excuse me? You better be lucky I said excuse me. That's why I can't stand you. You gotta be all nasty and stuff to people in order for them to respond to stimuli. That's not my fault.
Next question is, do you have a secret about yourself that you will never share with anyone, Dark Boo?
What my secret? Let me think. Can I do this last? I gotta think.
Toadette, what's your little secret that, is there a secret that you will never let anyone know about you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. As for me, am I hiding something? I don't know. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Okay. My secret is that I don't have a secret because I'm so damn blunt. Literally, I'm so damn blunt. I tell you about myself and yourself at the same time. I'm blunt, so I don't have a secret.
Well,
please.
We do know someone here who does have a secret. They're not on the podcast right now, but they have a secret.
Twerking team.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness.
Is there anyone right now you'd like to forgive? Is there someone who really bothered you in your life and, like, they left a scar on you and, like, you just feel like you need to forgive them? Dark Boo?
What the hell? Excuse me? Who am I forgiving today? Right about now at 2:20 p.m. February 23rd, 2013. Who am I getting forgiven? actually 2:20:42. Who am I forgiving? I ain't forgiving nobody. Who am I supposed to forgive? I tell people your hate is not my fate. Please, you're probably too late with your hate. Don't get crazy. Please, you can hate on me all you want to. What I'm gonna do is probably take a shit at the end. That's the honest truth. So I don't forgive anybody. I don't forget anybody. Your little two pieces probably ain't gonna. Your two pieces is nothing. I eat 8 pieces. I eat 12 pieces. Get it together with a biscuit on the side and fries and Kool-Aid.
So that. How about you?
Nope.
No, for what? Oh, is there any? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. If for me, yes, there is. There's someone I really need to forgive right now, and yeah, it's sometimes it's tough to forgive people, man. It's really tough for some people, cause it's like that image I one time posted to you guys. I showed you this image. Like sometimes forgiving someone is like giving them that extra bullet to make hurt you again. So sometimes it's just better to just leave people be and just let them go. You may forgive them, you may forgive, you may forget. Please, it's either or, okay? There's no forgiving or forgetting, please. No one does that. This is the last question. What makes you feel secure? Dark Boo.
Chicken.
Ah! Okay, Twitter, how about you?
Stop things.
Ah! Wait, oh yeah. Ah! As for me, what makes me feel secure? He said, I'm trying to think of what... I'm actually trying to think myself, what type of question is this? I can't think of anything. Because usually I'm the one who's making people feel secure. So, I don't know. I have to really think about this question more, really. I don't know. But I know some people feel insecure about some things, like, some people feel insecure around certain objects, like balloons, which I don't even know why. It's ridiculous.
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me?
Excuse what?
Balloons.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
I'm afraid of them.
But you're scared of balloons?
Yeah.
Why?
They pop and I don't like the sound.
Pop.
They pop real loud and no. When I see a balloon, I cover my ears.
Oh, whoa.
That's the worst present to give a balloon.
Okay, I guess Dark Boost get a balloon, so make sure to send them tons of balloons. Thanks you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching the podcast. Let's get our ending information out after we say the final words. Dark Boost, final words.
I hope y'all enjoyed this podcast. I don't have anything else to say because I really don't have anything. I'm hungry. That's one thing. But yes, that's all.
Toilette.
Nah, not today.
Not today.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, let's get our ending information out now. If you want to guest star on the podcast or if you have any questions, contact our Gmail at thelostlevelsmpl@gmail.com. You could also just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/TheLostLevelsMPL. So that means our YouTube account name is TheLostLevelsMPL. You can check out MarPy Legacy and our form at MarPyLegacy.com and MarPyLegacy.com/form. You can check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at MPIMPFS.MarPyLegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and at our Facebook page, MPL Network. Alright, you can follow me on Twitter. I am @SpiderStar. You find out all the juice that's going off my life. And you can follow, subscribe to me on YouTube. I am SpiderStarU. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. You will be filled up. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. You will be filled. Filled to the top.
I'm pretty thirsty right now.
Yeah. And do you guys wanna plug in anything or no?
I'm gonna, yes. What had happened was you could, subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's what had happened. And, what the hell is the website? YouTube.com/YouTube/, I don't know. Satan Siege, sorry, I'm about to say it in French. 516-974-3494. And for our French viewers, yes, we have French viewers up in here. Satan Siege. Nerf cat. What the hell are the numbers? Trois cat, nerf cat. That's what the number is. But for y'all French viewers, I hope I did say the numbers right because I don't know the YouTube. I really don't know the YouTube numbers actually. But yes, that's what it is. And you could watch my video. I made a video and some special video. I might do a special video. Depends on how I feel. It depends on mama moves. But yeah.
Alright guys, that's it for our podcast today. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next time. Bye. See you.
Bye.
Bye.